The Kite Runner, Disc 4.
Tour's bad luck. Hadn't I overheard that in a snippet of conversation back at Mohipar? We rolled into Jalalabad about an hour before sunrise. Karim ushered us quickly from the truck into a one-story house at the intersection of two dirt roads, lined with flat one-story homes, acacia trees, and closed shops. I pulled the collar of my coat against the chill as we hurried into the house, dragging our belongings. For some reason, I remember smelling radishes. Once he had us inside the dimly lit, bare living room, Karim locked the front door, pulled the tattered sheet that passed for curtains. Then he took a deep breath and gave us the bad news. His brother Tor couldn't take us to Peshawar. It seemed his lorry's engine had blown the week before, and Tor was still waiting for parts. "Last week?" someone exclaimed. "If you knew this, why did you bring us here?" I caught a flurry of movement out of the corner of my eye, then a blur of something zipping across the room, and the next thing I saw was Karim slammed against the wall, his sandaled feet dangling 2 feet above the floor. Wrapped around his neck were Baba's hands. "I'll tell you why," Baba snapped. "Because he got paid for his leg of the trip. That's all he cared about." Karim was making guttural choking sounds. Spittle dripped from the corner of his mouth. "Put him down, Aga, you're killing him," one of the passengers said. "It's what I intend to do," Baba said. What none of the others in the room knew was that Baba wasn't joking. Karim was turning red and kicking his legs. Baba kept choking him until the young mother, the one the Russian officer had fancied, begged him to stop. Karim collapsed on the floor and rolled around fighting for air when Baba finally let go. The room fell silent. Less than 2 hours ago, Baba had volunteered to take a bullet for the honor of a woman he didn't even know. Now, he had almost choked a man to death. He would have done it cheerfully if not for the pleas of that same woman. Something thumped next door. No, not next door. Below. "What's that?" someone asked. "The others," Karim panted between labored breaths. "In the basement." "How long have they been waiting?" Baba said, standing over Karim.
2 weeks.
"I thought you said the lorry broke down last week." Karim rubbed his throat. "It might have been the week before," he croaked.
"How long?"
"What?" Karim said.
"How long for the parts?"
Baba roared. Karim flinched but said nothing. I was glad for the darkness. I did not want to see the murderous look on Baba's face. The stench of something dank, like mildew, bludgeoned my nostrils the moment Karim opened the door that led down the creaky steps to the basement. We descended in a single line. The steps groaned under Baba's weight. Standing in the cold basement, I felt watched by eyes blinking in the dark. I saw shapes huddled around the room, their silhouettes thrown on the walls by the dim light of a pair of kerosene lamps. A low murmur buzzed through the basement, beneath it the sound of water drops trickling somewhere, and something else, a scratching sound. Baba sighed behind me and dropped the bags. Karim told us it should be a matter of a couple of short days before the lorry was fixed. Then we'd be on our way to Peshawar. On to freedom. On to safety. The basement was our home for the next week, and by the third night, I discovered the source of the scratching sound. Rats.